HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Time to find out exactly how Brady solves your problems.
Bye, Dale.
Dale left us. Normally stays around. Still down. The Hot Shots lost yesterday, so.
Really? You sad about that?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. He's invested his entire life in it.
Man.
That's what he's got. That's what he's got to live with. What Would Brady Do is brought to him by our friends over at Mo Money Pawn. Mo Money Pawn is on 12th Street and Indian School, if you want to go over there, for crying out loud. If you want it, they got it. If you want to get rid of it, they'll take it. And, you know, you can get a little extra money in your pocket. You can get a flamethrower. They've got just about everything you've
ever
imagined.
Get that tax return. Yeah, get a flamethrower.
Oh, man. That's what we're talking about. A tax return flamethrower. Get a little extra cash in your pocket, a little infusion of unexpected dough. Why not turn that into fire? They sell flamethrowers.
Keep the bees away.
That's probably a good idea. Burn out all those beautiful weeds that are turning yellow and kill them all. Your front yard's going to be loaded with that crap, too. Dale said last night at the Sundeville Stadium, his booth, broadcast booth, filled with bees. They're coming. Dear Brady, my wife is pregnant with our second kid. For the first one, she was kind of sick throughout the whole pregnancy. But this one is worse. She has medication for the sickness. That only helps a little bit. She throws up every meal. I actually lost some weight being pregnant. Needless to say, this is going to affect our sex life. She said that I can go out and get laid if I want, but one, I know she doesn't want me to, and two, I don't think she could handle it. But I'm down to get some pocket pee. The one I'm looking at is only a pot, you know what a pocket pussy is.
Oh, yeah.
One has a mouth and a butt. One is battery operated, and it massages you. It plays sound effects, too, which I think is weird, the moaning and stuff. Would you be interested in buying one so we can have a review from an older gentleman and then a younger gentleman like myself can learn from it? Since the butt plug thing is too much, I figured this is a nice stepping stone. Makes you happy. Gives me some information.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
It's like YouTube opening the gifts.
Yeah. It is. What would you... it really
would be. Could I be a reviewer?
You could do this on your Instagram. This would be huge, Brady.
For dudes who aren't getting it at home.
Right.
I tested out these three products. I found that the moaning was artificial. And
try the fleshlight out. There's all types of great products.
Fleshlights are great. We've got one in the office right now from our friends. I believe Fascinations dropped that one off. Would you be interested in A, testing it out, or B, giving advice on what he should do while his wife can't have sex?
Man, that's a tough one. First of all, I'm not quite there yet at testing, you know, reviewing products.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, well, yeah,
I'm waiting for a
life short.
I'm
Brady.
Waiting for God to tell me that this is my calling.
Brady, we can do that. Hold on. We have God on line one. If you're,
sweetie's calling in for you, Brady.
I don't know if he's actually. Is he there? There he is. That's a guy.
Brady, it's God. Line one. Say,
what's up, G?
Hey, buddy. New calling. Just came across my desk. Thought I needed a guy.
Let me hear it.
Thought of you pretty much immediately. It's between you and Doug downstairs. Somebody who's not getting banged away on the rig. A few new products I want you to review for the people, if you don't mind. Bless you. It's your calling. Don't let me down. Also, I need you to kill your firstborn on top of the hill and do it on a hill so I can see it. That makes the most sense to me.
Okay. Thank you, G. I'll do it!
Why is he using the phone anyway?
No, he just rang us up.
It's real.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need to, does it?
Well, I don't think he wants to interrupt the... I think it's an FCC violation.
Oh, okay.
I got to follow the rules, Eric.
Sorry.
I kind of made myself... I painted myself in a corner with that one.
Figured God could just talk in your head, right?
Man, I...
Don't think so. But then...
I feel for
that,
too.
How would people hear me?
Well, you could talk in John's head, then he could spit it out.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
He doesn't believe in me. Jerk.
He's got a point.
Even a better reason.
I probably wouldn't pass on that information.
But it's better at talking an atheist head. And then
that is true.
I'd
be like, then I'd be like that guy that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, guy. Right.
Yeah,
that Meshad, Shadrach.
Stuffed those Jews in that oven. He was the first Hitler in the Bible. Did you ever see that part
no,
of the Bible?
No.
What was that guy's name? He believed in something else. Anyway, he stuffed three Jews in an oven. So hot that when the guard opened the oven, he died because the oven was so hot. Stuffed these three Jew teenagers in there. And he's like, let's see how the Jews are cooking. He put his face up against the window and saw four people in the oven. He saw the Shadrach, the Meshach, and the...
Was it Nebuchadnezzar, or was
that
it...
might have been Nebuchadnezzar, and Abednego. And then he's like, ah, oh, who's that fourth dude? And it was Jesus giving him the thumbs up, like, I got the Jews. And then he opened the door, and he goes, I believe in the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because I tried to kill these Jews. That's how I'd have to change.
what a story.
If I stuff Jews in an oven, and God saves me, I would have had a few terse words for the Lord inside that oven.
Is that foreshadowing?
Like, why didn't you kill the dude stuffing me in the oven rather than just wait till I was in the oven? It was foreshadowing. I know where somebody got the idea.
They do that in good books.
Anyway, oh, yeah. That's what it would take for me to buy into.
To step it to the next level.
I think it was Nebuchadnezzar. Some great names in that one. And there's probably a Mormon family out there right now excited that their kids' names all got mentioned on the air. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's a terrible story that people embrace.
I always like how they call it the greatest story ever told.
Oh.
But it's like a story, so it could be nonfiction or fiction.
Right?
Well, not really.
Right?
Because that one's horrible. I don't want a God to lead me into an oven and then go, I got this. I'm like, hey, dude, I've spent the last few hours just literally myself constantly. Where were you? And is he going to live? Oh, he's fine.
And then you wonder how much carnage there was when Daniel Horrible. In the lion's den.
Yeah. And what's the other one where he made the one dude who was going to marry his daughter go collect 100 foreskins?
When Joshua circumcised the Hittites.
Is that what it was?
At Gilgal.
No, that was a great one there. I want to marry your daughter. Well, you can, but you got to bring me 100 foreskins first. I'm like, what?
Man, what a job.
And then he said, this is all you made? From these?
He made 200
He's
of
like,
them.
Blow on it, turns into a suitcase.
No biblical puns. Dear Brady, my neighbor is an entire... Oh, did
wait,
we, solve
we didn't
that?
Answer
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
This right. guy's in a tough predicament here. Yeah. I got...
Eat some apple.
I would say...
do it. Tell him to do it, Brady. Go ahead.
You know, I lean towards the toys rather than going out and getting it, getting another squish on the side.
The pocket pee is where you'd go?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Ronnie said you could have at a woman, you would still go to the pocket pee?
I think so.
Because?
I just think there's a little more difficulty in the with a physical person involved.
You don't think anybody liked you that much?
No. I think all of a sudden you might start liking that person more. So there's always that chance that you hit
so
it
So your
off.
Wife's replaceable?
Oh, all day long.
You That's can't have yeah. just sex? And let it go? Like a one-time deal?
You know,
Tell the girl, one time, this is it.
I'm willing to try. But,
So what Ronnie just heard was, let me just straighten this out so when you get in a fight at home, what Ronnie just heard was, you're clear, is the reason I don't have sex with someone else is because I probably would like her more than Ronnie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason
why. That's not a good
why.
Answer,
that's,
man.
What?
To,
that's not?
You need to fix that.
Oh.
Quick. Come All up right. with something, I'll, and I mean right now.
Even if she gave me permission, I'd probably bang her and like it more. So that's
what
not,
if I fall in love?
I'm not going to do that.
Basically,
I'm not doing that. It's too risky.
More or less, the it's because of the background that I have. I would there's still a guilt factor.
Well, sure.
Going outside of it.
God, if you run, you could run into somebody who loves barbecue and tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run into your match. You could run into
danger.
You could run
danger.
Into your
danger.
Neo.
Ronnie, I took your advice and went out and found a better you.
Barbecue, tennis, RVs.
Oh, my goodness.
You throw the RV in there?
RV sex. Like she's big on the RV and she wants to be in it.
That would...
Right. I would never, ever, ever, ever bed another woman for the fear that I would love that woman so much more than you.
That's a bad answer.
Maybe when I come home, I'm like... Honey, the kid's got to breathe.
That's a bad answer.
Kid's got to live.
You got to let the kid loose, man. The kid's got a year before he's in senior living. He's got to live up to a rep.
Well, consider trying the toys on your Instagram because I think that would be huge.
I think that's a moneymaker.
Oh, just blow
Can we
up.
Get you to test the pocket pussy on the Instagrams? Instagramps, they should call it with you.
You don't even have to do it on there. Like, do it, like, right before, finish up, and then get on there and do the review.
What you could do is the...
This is the Pocket Pussy 2000. I got this.
There it is.
This is the Fleshlight Go. It's got the Torque model. Runs about $39.99. And I'll be right back with my review.
Yeah.
And then he unboxes it. It fades to black. It comes back. Brady's eyes are a little bit Chinese.
It's dripping.
It's coated.
Ah!
What? You're sick of your own goo?
Then you give the review. Yeah, you've seen it.
Here's what I found. The Torque model is as advertised.
You're like Motor Week or Motor Trends Car of the Week.
The one thing I missed is the talking. I like the talking Fleshlight better than.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, man.
The moaning seemed inauthentic. And I will say it's a little roomy.
It's a review. But you can't, you know, like your movie reviews, which are right down
right.
The
yeah, you gotta, this one, go you out gotta out like and
you can't
gotta
be afraid.
Hate.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
What is it about liking? Isn't that you just can't be down the middle? Like, there's one thing about just like, don't Guy Fieri it and like everything, but don't middle everything just for the fear of that. Yeah.
This could be huge.
Try it out.
Not sure if that would go the Fleshlight.
Gram it.
Yeah, there you go.
Instagrams.
We're giving you
Instagrams.
Actually, our listeners just gave you a great idea.
I guarantee you get up over 100,000 followers.
At Brady Bogan 98?
Yeah, in a week.
Mm-hmm.
If you start reviewing sex toys.
Think about all those sauce sales.
And you'll hear it like on the streets. You'll be sitting in
cafes. I don't know if that would reflect
You'll be
that.
Hearing it in cafes. Oh, yeah. The people at the table next to you will be like, did you see that Wilford Brimley is doing a new Instagram where he jerks off and stuff and then reviews the product?
You could do that if you shave the bottom part of the goatee, man.
I'm Wilford Brimley. This is the Fleshlight Go Torque. I'll be right back.
Wilford Brimley hasn't aged at all.
No. I've had two shots of diabetes medicine. Give it a try just once and see if you get a 1,000, every time you get 1,000 new followers on the grams, you have to do another product. If it falls below 1,000, we'll let you off the hook.
Only product that's been open, Brady.
You'll make a fortune. It hasn't been used.
You'll get a new one that's been in our office.
You think someone used it?
Jeremy's manhandled it a couple of
times. Well, the better part is like you could do butt plugs.
There's a bottle of lube missing.
You could do the butt plugs, too, and the fun thing would be like, here it is, and I'll be right back, and then it fades, and then it just shows you, like, going about tasks during the day, and you look back at the camera every once in a while, because we all know the secret, and then at the end, you pull it out with a little mud on the tires and tell us all about it.
Oh, God!
Best part would be just the uncomfort that he's in.
Wow! All right.
A little mud.
This guy's a crawler. There's a stopgap in there, but he's trying to fight it.
Thank God the rope.
There's no rope. It's got a little...
I know. I'm just saying.
Dear Brady, my neighbor is intolerable. I got a new front... I got my new front landscaping done. A week later, his yard's being worked on and now has the same tree and looks pretty damn similar to mine. This goes along with the fact that my wife got a new SUV. 3 days later, they got the exact same one, except for theirs has leather in it and they remind us of it constantly. I bought a toy hauler. Guess who has a toy hauler and no toys now? This douche. I was thinking of getting a new Jeep, but I know what he'll do. He's got the Jones disease so goddamn badly we can't do anything at our house without hiding it. By the way, this is the fourth new car we've gotten in 9 years, and each time he gets the almost exact same car. Then his wife comes over, starts telling us how great ours is by comparison. Oh, you guys didn't get the leather? Oh, you guys didn't get the bigger engine? I think I hate them, but I can't move. What should I do? I want this Jeep.
Why can't you move?
I don't know. He's upside down.
Yeah, ELOTeam.com.
Yeah. Seems
we'll help you out. Get out of there.
I know what you can do. Go get yourself a Pontiac Aztec. Borrow it if you have to.
Go the other way.
And get the worst car ever, and he'll go out and buy it.
They ain't going to copy that. Well, I think you find
a
breaking
Jonesy
point.
People, no. Jonesy people copy.
They will
They'll
not
find
go to
something
the,
silly.
They're
like,
not going
to
go down. They only go up.
Look, you can find something horrendous and make him go buy something stupid. You got to.
Because they're already holding it over you.
You're already in the game to begin with. He's buying toys to the same thing. Just
but he's doing it first.
Because one guy's topping him or whatever.
It's an easy answer, Brady. Tell him. Cut him off. Get away from him. Don't ever deal with him again. Yeah, don't deal
with him. That's a big thing. That happened in Arcadia. One of the reasons I wanted to move from Arcadia is because that was happening.
Really?
You couldn't get
Frankie Muniz was buying stuff.
My street. My street, yeah. Malcolm in the Middle. It started around
once that
there.
Landscaping oh, came in.
If you did landscaping, yeah. The whole street was doing landscaping. If you did something, they did something.
But that's and good for property value.
It is for what property value. So you'll tolerate you'll tolerate property values. You get a new car, all of a sudden everybody's getting a new car. You do a thing,
and you got wrapped up in it?
No.
I thought you didn't even talk to your neighbors.
No, but I'm watching it. And if I got a car,
but like, who cares?
It's just annoying.
Why does that bother
the Jones thing is an annoying thing. It really
But if they're not there to like talk to you about it and rub it in.
Oh, they talked. I mean, it's not, but it isn't rubbing it in. It's like, God, you can't, like, there's no, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Everybody hates the Joneses. That's why that keeping up with it thing is such an odd
Sure,
thing.
There's always Nobody maybe one or two that. People and on the block that will have everything.
But you've seen, not even having everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, Gilbert has an issue with that. Mesa does too.
Yeah.
Where my friend Mark had it in his old neighborhood. He bought a Jeep, and all of a sudden there's like six Jeeps. All the people that he knows and talk, they all had to have it.
Hey, Brady bought a Jeep.
Did you get a Jeep?
Don't you remember that?
Just now? Had it for a year.
Oh, yeah, it was
well,
a
that's
long
right.
Time.
It was
long
the time wimpy
yeah.
wheels and tires.
Yeah, we had to get new tires
and
wheels.
It burned us up inside, almost lit us on fire.
Oh, was that a Jeep?
You remember
oh,
the Jeep?
Yeah, because his top
it
was
had
still.
Leather. It
I
had
forgot.
Leather seats.
You didn't have, I don't remember your Jeep at all. Anyway.
It was
Neither
a brief thing.
But the,
like
Joneses, the Jonesy thing can be annoying. It's really annoying. Like when you do something and then your neighbor's like, hey, I got the same thing. It's like, oh, okay. Well, there's just something. It's like.
But I don't see, like, if you're not dealing with them, then who cares?
But you do kind of have to deal with them. Like, I was dealing with my neighbors. And my one neighbor across the street's like, can you believe this? You buy a car, they buy a car. That's the third time that's happened. And now they're doing a thing. I'm like, we had the same. It's just annoying to drive down your block and see, you know, the 2.5 kids. Here's the Jeep and the sedan and the Jeep and the SUV. And it's they're all the exact same. And then when you do a face front on your house and someone does the exact same face front on their house, you're like, what is going on?
You're banging your wife. He's banging
exactly.
Your wife.
Jones is it's not an admirable quality to be a Jones.
No,
it really isn't. To be a guy who's like, oh, they got one? I'm going to go get one too. It's like, no, let them have their thing. You get your thing. Don't go buy the exact same damn thing every time somebody does it.
It's the other side of it is if it goes the other way, where people let their house go, you're in a neighborhood that's,
yeah, that's
like,
even worse.
What would you rather have?
That is worse.
Well, no.
Someone that's more,
What would you like, though? You spend some money on your house, and let's say you put a jacaranda in the front yard and you do some things, and then the neighbor puts the same front yard in.
The exact same?
Yeah, that's kind of what he said. He said, there I am.
That's
I got,
a little.
Yeah,
it's,
that's
it's
a
the
little.
Joneses. It's the Jones thing. Like, oh, I like what they did. I want the exact same.
Because I saw
a neighbor painted their house. I'm like, oh, that's a good color.
Yeah.
But
you can't paint it the same or you're the weirdo who's
not
doing
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
Close.
Because right now, there's houses in my neighborhood that are all, and the neighbors next to me are doing a new thing. And they're like, we were going to paint it white, but we don't want to be the Joneses. And I started laughing, like, so we're probably going to come up with a little bit of an off color because originally we wanted white, but your house is white, and this guy across the street painted it. You can't have a whole bunch of the same looking place, but it's very Jones. I know what this guy's talking about. It's an uncomfortable neighborhood. Like, you feel like you're being watched. You go out and get something, and the next thing you know, three or four other people have it. Whether you're talking to them or not, it's like, what are we under surveillance?
John, could you test it with infectious diseases? Maybe give one of your kids cancer and have a cancer party and see what your neighbor does.
They'll get jealous and have an infectious disease
well,
thing. Try to get their
everybody
kids
knows
sick
somebody with cancer.
That's
so
true. That's
all you do is bring that up, and then they'll have, oh, my relative.
Got an email from a guy who says, dude, I live in the Tuque. You've never seen Jonesing like you do here. These people have to have the things you have, and it is weird. It is weird.
Tuke's like a little run down lately.
Is it? I've been
yeah
a couple. Of, well, I was
yeah
up at the,
I mean, everything's stuck in the 90s there. Yeah. Like, if they, people don't
are,
update their houses.
Yeah. Well, they can't.
We'll turn over.
They usually have that HOA thing that says, no, everything's got to look exactly the same. You know,
you can only have three different shades of color on your house.
Right. It is weird, though. If you try to do something and somebody does the exact same thing. Neighbors across the street.
Whether
two
it's
houses
golf
down
carts or the little
right, you start seeing that crap. There was a dude who put a porch on his front of his house, and it made his house look very unique. I'm like, that's really neat. Nice job. Guy across the street did the exact same porch. And it's like, well, now this is just stupid.
Not
now
unique.
It just now it looks.
Well, I don't know how you can annoying stop it.
You can't. But just start getting the message out that nobody likes a Jones.
John, how about one of those death trap cars that you and Brady got into, a smart car or whatever it
oh,
was?
Yeah.
Buy one of those
ago
and see if you can kill him off.
That's a good idea. So, you know, we like to save the environment. Go get one of those dumpy little roller skates and see if he gets one of those. I was just kidding. I borrowed it from a friend until you jonesed up. Dickhead, quit copying every move I make. And then dismiss him as a human.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
just
a
stop
Jones
hanging out.
Yeah, nobody likes a Jones. This when he comes over, just go, you know what? I'm sick of you. You're not here to be my friend. You're here to look at my stuff and then go buy the exact same thing. Yeah. Get your own life. Have your own interests, you freak.
Wow. You are talking for me. Who did this to you?
All of Arcadia. All of it. All of Arcadia. It was weird. That street, you get a new car. There were seven new cars that were very similar to the one you got within a month. It was weird. And you didn't even talk to the people. It just dominoed around. It was odd.
Well, I always, like, if somebody said, hey, that's a nice car, like, you know, what'd you pay? I was thinking about getting something like that.
Sure. But if
isn't that kind of a compliment? One thing,
if that happens, you're chatting with somebody about something they admire of yours. If your neighbor just shows up with the exact same thing, and then the neighbor across the street has the exact same thing, nobody's talked about it. They're just watching your house somehow, and now everybody's got the same thing. It's not a compliment. It's just.
Because you even talk about going to open houses to get ideas on what to do with your house.
But again, I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to look at my neighbor's house and go, I love everything they're doing. I'm going to get the exact same things.
Right.
Because that's Jones.
You want to make it different.
Right. Well, you go to open houses for ideas for yourself, and then you try to come up with your own creative thing. Yeah. You don't just wait to go, oh, my neighbor's got a new BMW. I have to get a BMW too, or I look like I'm behind. And that's what it starts to feel like. It starts to feel like, oh, I got a new car. I got a new car with a label on it, and I can't drive around a Pontiac. So then they get nervous about their status. It's status symbol.
I'm not a car guy. Just, I don't get that whole thing. Anyway.
No, don't give up. If people are keeping up with the Joneses in your neighborhood, you still can.
You're annoyed by it, aren't you? Doesn't it bother you? Like if you got something and Laser went out and got the exact same thing. And then the neighbor down the street went and got the exact same thing. And every time you talk about him, it's like, you don't have the leather? Oh. Like, oh, okay. And then you go out and you get a toy hauler.
Then they're just dicks.
They're dicks. Yeah, that's what Joneses are. Joneses are dicks.
They're people you don't want to hang out with if they do that.
Zero creativity or guidance in their life. They're just like, oh, somebody else has something? I got to keep up. Oh, they got a BMW? If I don't have a BMW, I look less. They're just insecure weirdos.
I was thinking about buying a Maserati.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah.
But if you live next to me, I'd be bothered by it. It would be weird here, too. Well, remember that girl Megan's friend?
Right next to you.
Tracy, Vesely's wife, started to show up with the same hair all the time, and everybody's like, what are you doing?
Jeep. She got a Jeep.
She got a Jeep, and everybody noticed. And
well, she had more problems going on.
Evidently. I don't know. She seems fine, but that was a little weird.
No, I hear you.
And everybody pointed out, like, what's she doing? Like, every time Megan changed something, she changed something. Maybe it was a compliment, or maybe it was just too much. Yeah, Joneses are weird. No one wants to be. If you want to be one, you're nuts. All right. Dear Brady, my family's coming to town next week. My wife and I have taken in a young lady aged 28. And
what?
This gets better. No, the family's coming to town next week, and they've taken in a lady who's 28. We call ourselves a thruple. A threesome couple.
This is
great. My wife and I are in a relationship with this amazing woman. We have no intention of making a huge thing of it. Currently, it's incredible, and we're going to ride it as long as the three of us are happy. The girl's allowed to date whenever she wants. If she wants to leave, she can. It's like having a live-in mistress that my wife is totally cool with. The question is, should I move her out while my conservative parents are in town in the next week, or introduce my mom and dad who I really am? R.M. A thruple?
That's new.
I'm in.
I would base that on how much would it affect your folks. I mean, if that's going to, you know.
Knowing who you really are?
I'd probably lay low on it.
Well, who would want that?
Knowing that they wouldn't probably, you know, be real happy on
screw them.
Then they're stymieing your happiness.
Then they're assholes.
It's a damn fine apple. I can't resist it.
I don't think it is stymieing it.
Don't you think they're kind of dicks if they don't, like, what if you're gay then? That's like hiding gay from
making
them.
You pretend your happiness can't be expressed because it'll make them unhappy is them making you unhappy. You can't.
Not necessarily.
You can't. Yes, it is. Like, if you do something that you're happy with and it makes you happy and it's an expression of you.
Right.
And there's someone who says, I won't like you as much if you do that in front of me, so you better not let me know about it.
I agree with you on that. If you're feeling that this is the time to do it, then you do it. And if they don't like that, then you know, you can find them a place or they can find another place to stay.
If you and Ronnie were in a thruples relationship and you were ecstatic about it and your parents were coming out, would you make the thruple girl leave?
I wouldn't make her leave. I'd probably go, we have a person renting a room from us as a roommate.
You'd lie?
And then they'd be
I'd probably lie about
it. Are you in trouble? So you'd lie because you don't want your parents to know.
His wife
I'm not ready for it to say.
His wife is what Brady did.
Isn't the Jesus to frown on
that? Isn't that worse? Lying to your parents?
I'm already, I've already, I might as well lie to everyone.
So you're compounding.
I've already lied to God. I've already lied
how
to
so? No. God knows you're in a throuple relationship. I love that word.
Yeah.
I want to be a throuple. Is that new?
If you can't be.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Heard it
who you really are to your parents, then who can you be that way to?
I mean
that's just, that they should be the one.
Again,
love you no matter what.
Yeah, they love you no matter what, and they should be the most understanding.
This is how you're living your life, and they should be fine then.
And I've always thought.
You just don't know. But the reason why he's writing in is he knows he's probably not going to get that reaction.
They're conservative. But that's the thing. Why does he have to bow to their reaction? Why can't he sit back and say, this is my lifestyle, hopefully you accept it?
Well, there's some things that you do, that your lifestyle, that maybe your parents wouldn't agree with.
Sure.
You decide not to bring that up because it would cause friction. Unless you think that, you know, this is burning so much in you that they need to know this.
Would Bunny and Torp?
I mean, as far as I know, they're coming out for a vacation.
You know, to
right?
placate, it's just such That's garbage tough. To placate like an older generation for how
it's
they
just called. Sometimes it's called out of respect.
Well, they pulled me. I was in going to public school for like 4 years. They pulled me out of school, put me in Catholic school for a year. Ugh. Just so I could get, you know, take communion and all that. Then put me back in public school just to placate grandparents and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that stupid?
That's stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you need to do that?
Why the juggling?
But that was their call. They're your parents.
That's the point. That's what we're talking about.
Why do
you
need to placate
it's not right.
parents and grandparents?
Yeah, because
it really was
happy.
Basically a lie. It's like, all right, now he's doing it just to they make them happy, and then they'll shut up about it.
Like, I listen to
and
that.
And I guess there's certain ways. I mean, there's sometimes you do stuff to make people happy. Maybe you're not real.
But that's the point. Like, that's where I struggle with that. It's like, and I understand people do it, but you say you wouldn't tell them out of respect. You lie to them out of respect.
Yeah. Like they can't handle it.
That's the weird thing.
Maybe
essentially what you're saying is lie to them out of respect.
Maybe they'll surprise you and be understanding and love you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. If they bring it up, I guess it's one of those situations where is this the time that you want to deal with
it? I mean, they're bringing it up. If you're saying.
Again, I'm a person that, you know, a lot of times it's like if I can avoid.
Avoid conflict.
A conflict that doesn't have to happen then.
Right.
I'll do that. But if it. Comes
up. But if Torp comes and goes, hey, who's the chippy in the back bedroom? You'd be like, we're renting a room out.
Yeah. And so, you know, and if I was living that lifestyle and I was in a thruple, I would tell my dad. And I also believe that my dad would not say, that's it. I'm not having anything
How'd
to do with
How'd you talk her
you.
Into that?
You didn't really say that in the beginning.
Yeah, you said you'd tell her you're just renting a room.
So now you're changing.
We're renting room to the young kid.
Change. I'm just telling you how I think for my dad.
Ago, Brady.
I don't know. No, I'm telling him if he feels like I said from the beginning.
Well, we're asking what you would do. We don't care about what that guy feels. What would you?
And
do?
I told you what I would do. Yeah,
you'd lie.
I probably
to
wouldn't bring it up. Right. This is just our roommate.
And then the roommate starts getting a little handsy on the couch. And Dad
she's
notices the next day and goes, "Hey, she's a little."
And then I'd probably say, "Oh well,
affectionate."
You know, I'm that way anyway. Maybe I'm lying about that to them too. Like any girlfriend, I'm not making out in front of my folks.
Not making out.
But I would make out in front of friends, so is that lying to my parents?
No, but it's
I'm not being who I am.
If you're telling them if you're
a
telling
guy that makes out all the time
out of respect to my parents.
If you're telling them, well that's just PDA. If you're telling them it's not your girlfriend because you don't want to have to make out in front of them to prove it.
It's one thing.
It's weird.
Yeah, like you're not going to have sex in front of your parents.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's just
illegal.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, we're talking about a lifestyle.
Right.
Right.
Of who you are.
Yeah.
What kind of person you are.
They assume that, you know, if you're like, this is my girlfriend, that you have physical
contact.
Well, let's get
to where, here's what, you know, if you really want to get to the, I'm never going to be in that situation.
Right.
I'm not going to be in a thruple.
Well, of course
we
know
that. So don't ask me.
No. This is called what would Brady do?
Exactly.
It's called put yourself in this guy's shoes. It's not Brady wouldn't do this, so let's just talk about it. What would you do if you found yourself as a thruple?
As a thruple.
That's the interesting part of the entire segment is.
Correct.
We put a duck in different water.
I thought it's a great new answer.
Just don't
ask me. Don't ask me. Next question.
Yep. Next.
You can't say don't ask me next question.
I like it.
What would Brady do is designed to be duck out of water.
Correct. And so my answer to that, if I'm in that situation, I'm probably not bringing it up until to my
parents.
You
made it clear.
And
so, all right. Yeah. You're going to lie about it until it goes away. And you're going to avoid camp.
You're incredibly wrong, but you know it's what
I find it
to
be wrong as well, but you're right. Finally, Brady.
Because you don't care about your parents. No, understand
that. No, it has nothing to do with it.
But if you're going to lie to him out of respect, that's the difference.
That's a good
sign. Who doesn't care more? You or me? For 1 year,
so
you
can have. Who doesn't care more? You or me?
I agree with Eric on that. That's a terrible thing to do. Yeah. Grandma and grandpa are putting so much heat on, and the kid gets spun into a thing.
Yeah,
torn out of a school. He's
taken away from my friends.
Look how you've turned out.
He was a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Exactly.
Eric was a mess until about 2 years ago. He was an intolerable person.
Right?
Probably because he was afraid that at any given moment someone was going to snatch him out of a comfort zone and stuff him somewhere he didn't want to be. I now have more insight into why you were such an intolerable asshole.
Eric, back then you should have stood up and said, I'm not going there.
I was in fourth grade.
You're a grown-ass man in fourth grade. Yeah.
Same with that boy whose Michael Jackson's tongue was in his butthole, but he didn't know any different.
So you're saying he should be like Kirby and she tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Right. That is true. Yeah. To children saying that we're leaving. Dear Brady, my kid is sort of stupid, I think. I have to be real here. There's a lot of dumb people on the planet, and I believe I may have made one. he failed the third grade, and he was sick a lot that year, so we chalked it up to absenteeism. Maybe he just didn't get enough, and we did it again. Well, we got the call last week that says it's looking like another trip through seventh grade is a suggestion. And he is slow. My wife's had him tested for just about everything, and I was actually rooting for something to come back, so I had an excuse as to why he doesn't get it. He's been diagnosed as a person who has difficulty learning, or as I like to call it, dumb. looking like he's going to be at least 20 if he graduates high school. Should I start doing his schoolwork for him just to get him through seventh grade this year and then really let him bone up from here on out, or let him suffer? I can help him. And he'll get out of seventh grade, or should I let him fail? It's looking like that's what he's going to do on his own. Ooh, that's tough.
Well, aren't there a couple of options to go? Like, they can go to the there's a seventh grade learning disability, a couple of teachers.
I don't know.
That can help. There's tutoring.
Or special education, for
special
sure.
Special ed.
You need, but in order to do that, you have to do what's called an IEP form. And you have to list everything. You have to get tested.
Right?
And then that piece of paper follows him throughout the rest of school.
And if he's just lazy and dumb, you can't get into the special.
But if he has that IEP, every school that he's in is mandated to follow exactly what
that thing says. The bottom line is, your kid's in this pickle right now.
Yeah.
You got a chance for the next 2.5 months to kind of boost his grades a little if you and mom do the work for a little while. Not all of it, but, you know, definitely correct some things he's doing wrong. Get him out of the seventh grade and then start working on eighth grade a little harder during summer.
Well, is that prolonging the issue? If there really is a learning impairment,
you just need
well, they
a
said that they
hadn't
tested
for
everything, and all they told him was he just has difficulty learning, which isn't a learning impairment. That just means you're dumb.
It's like John said, you just need a better plan for eighth grade. Do it, get through this year, and then
there's summer school.
I would root for he's on the spectrum. Like, whew, thank God. Because the last thing you want
to
hear
time
is
to go, man. Thank kids, God.
He has a problem. Like when you give him information, knowing it. What does that mean? I think your kid's dumb.
Rather than
we don't like
no
saying that's kind of what they told him. Like they're like, you know, he's
he
got
just doesn't focus.
Yeah, like they didn't even give you that. Like he's not focused. He's not.
So you'd rather have the kid that has to take all the medication and stuff? Yeah.
Oh, much rather have
just
that
plain
than
old
like,
dumb.
Because I would sit in that room and go.
That's pretty much. I mean, that's recommended. A lot.
The meds are quick to that. But, I mean, I would rather have him say, oh, he's got this or ADHD or he can't focus or he's trouble focusing. They give a thing. But if they just say, he just doesn't learn, that's just like, what do you mean? We don't know.
There's no hope.
There's just no learning possible. I mean, here's somebody who learns and then here's your kid. Oh. We don't know what to do. I mean, that's a tough one to hear. But
maybe that's why they don't say it anymore.
That's probably it.
Here, we could fix it. Here's a pill. Take this.
I remember a teacher that used to say, that's you're going to end up in a class with the dumb kid.
and what happened to that kid?
But it is. I mean, there's kids constantly who have focus problems. I was a bad test taker. I did terrible.
Kirby has a tough time focusing in fifth grade.
But they'll tell you,
it's
a focus issue. She's like, she's got an inability to set her mind on something. This kid just, he doesn't learn.
Focus and attention.
We tell him stuff, and it's just, it's in and out.
It's not retention. Retention for him.
He's got a retention.
He's got retention deficit disorder.
Yeah, he doesn't have an attention problem. He focuses it on everything, and then he just doesn't know it. And then in high school, I got great at tests, and I was so lazy, I didn't do any of the work. And the teachers couldn't figure, they kept thinking I was cheating, because I'd get A's on tests. But I did nothing. I'm like, this is all rehashed crap, except for that mythology class that I knew nothing about going in, and I tried to ace my way through tests.
That didn't work out?
No. Last day of class when we were getting our grades, I knew I did poorly. It was my junior year. I failed everything. I didn't care. And The teacher said, John, you have a 17. I'm like, that's a heck of a lot better than I thought. She goes, no, no, you don't have a 17%. You have 17 total points. I'm like, no kidding. She goes, I didn't even bother to find the percentage for that because it's like below one.
Wait, you screwed up mythology?
I didn't go.
It's like the coolest thing there is.
Didn't, had no interest in school.
It's our Lord Zeus.
It wasn't, my interest, it wasn't cool. I did, no, Greek mythology in,
did you make that
in
up?
College.
Huh? Loved
I
it.
Did it twice.
I did my junior and senior year in 1 year.
Double work?
I doubled. I had 12 classes each semester my senior year because I just failed all my junior year.
How did you find time?
I had a Jeep. I was 16. They gave me a car, and I'm like,
out of here.
Great fun. So I just stopped going to school.
I think I could have majored in mythology. I would have had a really good job if I'd have done that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a smart major.
Yep.
I just made the same face my dad made when he goes, what are you going to do in college? I'm like, I think I'm into philosophy. I like that a lot. And I just watched his face go, he's going to live here forever.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, there you go. That's what Brady did. He would not tell his parents about his sex toy job. He would not tell his parents about the thruple. Which is a word I'm going to be throwing around like crazy now. Thrupling? Really?
You're really scared of your parents. They beat you.
Yeah, did they ever hit
you? They put you in a closet.
A lot.
What's the worst you think would happen?
You know, I think, you know, that falls under the category. Maybe there's certain things about the relationship that you don't share with your parents that I'm not comfortable sharing with.
It's all right.
Why would they have knowing that information, why does that help them? More,
but just
more,
who's this girl in your
like
house?
Like, it's none your business.
You don't want to disappoint them right before death.
Basically. Yeah, they're about to die. Yeah, you want to know that you've got a tongue in your butt and you're licking somebody else.
Correct. That's information I just.
But it's not. You don't have to give them great detail.
Share with them.
Although, if they listen to the show at all,
they'll figure it out.
They know. They know plenty.
Yeah.
You get some young chippy that's hanging out in the house, they're figuring out that there's a lot of butt darts going on.
Sure.
They're
let
not
them
dumb.
Figure it out. No need to talk about it then.
But what if they bring it up?
Then I'll talk about it.
Are you banging her?
Then I talk about it.
No, we just rent the room to her.
That's what you would do.
No, I mean, if they
If your dad said, I think you're having a three-way relationship. Your mother and I think that this is more than just a roommate.
Yeah, we are.
Would you say that?
I don't think Torp's. I don't think Torp's asking that question.
I don't either.
John, come on. Why are you?
A high five would happen.
It should. Thruples are great.
John, come on. Why are you attacking Brady? Be honest.
Who's attacking?
Like, for me, if I enjoyed doing coke and my parents came over, it's not like I'm busting out lines when my parents are over for dinner.
Coke's illegal. You're breaking the law. You're hiding that from as many people as possible. If you're living your life as a thruple every time except for when your parents are here.
Yeah, if you're outside thruppling.
Yeah, if you're thruppling.
It would be the exact
girl,
same as being gay.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a coke dealer living in the house and you're pouring coke all over the place and then you clean it up, that makes tons of sense to me because it's a detrimental lifestyle that can get you thrown in jail. That's different. You're going to hide that from as many people as you can.
Or dating a person of color. Would you hide that?
Right, exactly. Especially a thruple that way. That would be called a nipple?
This is my wife and this is my concubine.
Right. It's biblical. I would tell your parents this is biblical. I'm shooting for 40
of
these.
You're an OG. I'm trying to live the lifestyle of David.
Yeah, I'm living the way the book says, the good book.
And Brady and I, shut up, woman. Speak when you're spoken to. You are my chattel.
Anyway.
Got them plowing the field.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, huh?
I wonder why they stopped that. You know?
Who wants more than one woman in the house? That's why it stopped. Horrible. 10, 11 broads in one place? Forget it. There you go. That's what it's meant to be. It's designed to create conversation and lie to your parents as much as possible. It's 98 KUPD. That's what Brady did.
Whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.